Here we go. This is what you missed if you didn't tune in yesterday. Essentially, I introduced the stream by saying that, look, where we are situated geographically in Wales, it can go 50-50. You can basically gank Dafydd super quick, take over, you know, Gwent, and essentially have the Kingdom of Dehobarth locked down in a couple of years, really, maybe, you know, four or five years. Or Prince Rodri thinks you're a cunt and he invades you and it fucks your whole game up and sets you back generations. And it's a coin toss which way it's going to go. And because I streamed it, and I always have the worst luck whenever I stream like games like this. Yes, I was immediately invaded by Prince Rodri, dead now, of course, and imprisoned. And this was the head of the dynasty, Lord Richard the Ill-Tempered, dead. Died at 57 in the middle of a must-win war. I drank myself to death, died of cirrhosis in the middle of a war. Despite all these great war, these great fighting attributes, a high level of marshal, unfortunately for me, the bottle claimed him at a crucial time. Again, setting us back generations. Literally the worst luck for Lord Richard the Ill-Tempered. Had an incredible wife who is still alive, Duchess Irma Sender. The relationship with Barcelona, you know, that we fought many wars side by side, our houses. She's fantastic. Still alive, 50. Lost a leg in a siege, the girl boss did. But really ruled our kingdom incredibly well. Became like an expert architect and everything else. And I remarried, my son gave her permission to remarry Duke Mejingoz of Austria. She was out there for a month and got put in prison, but she's out now and it's all okay. So girl boss mommy's doing fine. This is the main character, Lord Fragan. Now, unfortunately for Lord Fragan, he is a very conflicted man. He is gluttonous but humble. He is just but melancholic. He has deemed himself to be a holy warrior, but without any wars to fight. And so he's a lot of the time been in bed, shivering and being miserable. But we have managed to build up a lot of alliances. And the key one here is we've married together the House Lewis and the House of Petty King Alfred, the Honest of Wessex, which gives us incredibly, just an incredible amount of military power to draw upon, which is sort of influencing my thoughts as we go into tonight's stream. My sadistic son here, Hugh of Richard, who inherited Dafydd, a massive Chad, incredible stats, a lord of intrigue, an intricate web weaver, but very sadistic, likes to torture people. Lord knows what's going on in his household. Spare some thoughts for Lady Barbara. But the Dr. Disrespect Chad, just a massive barrel-chested, mustachioed 24-year-old. And obviously, he's got a part of the land I need for a title I need to create, the Lordship of Dafydd. And I can't kill him. I'm a just guy. I can't assassinate my own brother. Further is my half-brother, the 19-year-old knight, a rapacious antagonist, good with money, not so good in the field. Probably have to get him married off at some point, but hasn't really done anything. He was the son of my doctor, Olwen. In Welsh culture, you're allowed to take concubines. Not now, of course, back then. And the cancer got her. She died of cancer. But she was an incredibly intelligent woman, very good with medicine, and the hope was that by siring a child with her, he would inherit some of her wisdom, which hasn't really happened at all. And he's kind of a bit of a, you know, cast out of the family. My daughter, or Fragan's sister, Kerris, it's all a bit tense over there. She's actually more of a boss than Fragan is when it comes to the scrapping and the leading of troops, probably hardened by the 5 years I left her to rot in a Viking prison because I didn't want to pay 10 gold to release her, which I then paid so I could marry her to a man called Burgerhead. Burgerhead is a fantastic warrior, prowess 23, made him my knight immediately. As I was able to do that by marrying him off, somebody gave me a little cheat code in the chat there. So Burgerhead is out, going to be out there fighting battles for me. All of my friends are dead. They all got killed in the pathetic wars that we fought. And then, hilariously of all, the most hilarious one, we had a kid. Now, this child was clearly fathered when I was away in, I went to a tournament in Francia, I think it was. And when I was out there, it just so happened my missus announced that she was pregnant. And it's like, well, whatever. I investigated it and apparently it was definitely mine. But I always had my doubts. I always had my doubts. So I called him sus. And then for reasons I just can't sort of comprehend, the game made him a homosexual. You called him sus, the game made him gay. So, I don't know, Paradox. Like, maybe someone in your studios has got some shit going on that they want to talk about. Now, not only is he gay, he's chaste. So, he doesn't even like sex at all. So, don't really need to worry about his contribution to the bloodline at this moment in time. You just be fine, you craven, bossy gay. you just sit over there. Good old Sussy Lewis. And so, obviously, as well, Fraggan's had some kids. We're at the next generation here. The Welsh are a bit more progressive. This is a problem, the existence of Maud Lewis, Hugh's child, because the women can inherit stuff. So she would likely inherit Dafydd. In the result that Hugh was to die, which caused a problem because I want it. Or I want whoever is the head of the dynasty to have it. But my children, we had twins, Richard and Gwen. And just banged out another one before we turned off the stream, little Arthur. So, this is the meagre Lewis Empire. But you have to understand, considering we started out losing Ceredigion in the first year of the game, and then we lost several wars due to, let's say, less than stellar contributions from our allies. Dafydd is in the family, so imagine if that's got tacked on. We'll find a way to get that. But it's a nice little guaranteed alliance anyway. And this is what we need to do. So my strategy, I'm thinking now, I was very focused on reclaiming, you know, my homeland. You know, it's got Aberystwyth in there. Obviously, used to go to Aberystwyth back when I was a young man, and Ceredigion is our homeland, you know. But this is the title that we really want to make here, this one, the Principality of Dohobarth. And you can see all of the territory we need to acquire. Ceredigion doesn't fall within it. Now, eventually, I do want someone in my family to unify Wales and make it an independent kingdom. It's going to be difficult. I think shooting for an Empire of Britannia, I just don't know if that's going to happen with the start that we've had, frankly. But that's where we're at. So I think we are likely to go into Gwent, and I do have a claim on Brycheiniog. So the question becomes, If I declare war on this guy, I have so many allies now. Like, my military power is insane. I have, like, the marriages I have brought about here have meant that we've got, I tracked down where Duke Bernard of Gothia is living. Gothia is, where are you, Gothia? It's like over, it's in Germany, I think, or something. It's like over here. But anyway, yeah, so We got that, but this is the key one. This is insane. Like, this is all of Wessex is my ally. So we just surely instantly win. And what I'm thinking is, maybe I can risk going to war over this. So, I don't know. I definitely want to take Gwent. I'm currently in a truce with the scumbag prince away. But that feels like a no-brainer. So, I don't know. I don't know what is best to do. Whether it is indeed best to declare war, use this casus belli I've got now. And, you know, we theoretically should have a lot of time. He's only 28, so there's things to think about here. The problem I have is, if obviously they raise their army and come down immediately into here, and Wessex doesn't immediately come over here, I've fucked us again and set us back massively. I definitely feel that using the casus belli that I have on this dude soon is definitely the way to go. I think I have enough military might to win this and essentially enforce demands quite quickly. And while I'm doing that, I am fabricating a claim on Gwent. We certainly have the money to fight a war right now and to pay the bribe for a casus belli if needed on Gwent. And then the only problem becomes, how do we wrestle Dafydd from the clutches of my sadistic brother Hugh? So it feels pretty good in my mind, because once I have all of that, then the title already exists. I'll have the title of the I'll have the claim for the Principality of Dehobarth, and then that will be inherited directly by my child. But also, yes, it is worth noting, Fraggan does seem to have a few emotional problems. I have the option to commit suicide, which surprised me. I've never seen that in the game before. But basically, because he's melancholic, he's always got the option to just kill himself. In a video game. In Minecraft. So, who knows? Yeah, I think as well there is a potential to make my brother a vassal, which is vassalization, you know. Feels like once I've got what I need, that could be something as well. So yeah, it's really tough. It's really tough because I've only got access to 637 soldiers plus whatever my brother musters to basically go into here, and maybe the guys from Wessex don't come, and then I'm fucked because waiting for the Gothias and the boys from Barcelona has proved to be very perilous as a strategy. So I'm just going to run the game forward while I have a think about what to do. Oh, and speaking of murder, yeah, we did. Here you go. We've done some murders. This guy died. Thibaut d'Abzac. He was a servant of my father. We didn't vibe, Fraggin' and him. He laughed at my penis. He laughed at my penis in the baths. And, you know, it's like he's a hideous, one-legged, scarred knight, and he laughed at my knob, so he had to go, basically. So, yeah, he died in mysterious circumstances. We poisoned him. And this guy, Fabrice de Fiennes, was the, steward, I believe, from this guy. And what happened was I had a friend called Dafydd, who we used to sneak out and have picnics together to satisfy my gluttony. Some very homoerotic undertones going on. And anyway, he died. He died in the war. So I had to kill someone. You know, as a believer in the Bible, an eye for an eye is appropriate sometimes, isn't it? So, you see, maybe Gwent is the no-brainer, because I can take Gwent pretty easily. Like, this guy, as soon as I get a casus belli, as soon as I get a reason to go to war, I can just take Gwent. There's nothing he can do. He's got nothing going on. Like, just 300 boys, you know, no allies, nothing. I should probably, do we marry my fucking half-brother? Again, let's look at the alliances. It really wants to marry him to his own niece, and I don't know. I don't see how that helps anyone. But the rest don't give any alliances at all. So, Not my 7-year-old niece. That just doesn't help anything. That just convolutes stuff. He could end up with Dafydd that way. You know, if fucking Hugh dies, she inherits it. Then she dies, and then he'll get it. So, not how that's not going to help me. Oh yeah, I also made my own spear. That was a little thing that happened, a pole arm. It's not very good. Just something I made out of a farm tool that gives me a +1 prowess buff. I mean, also, can I get mercenaries? Do I have enough gold for mercenaries now? Not far off, actually. Oh, yeah, I do. Right, surety of supply. Part of commanding an army means making sure my soldiers have plenty of food, drink, and camp gear for long campaigns. To this end, I should come up with a plan for ensuring my soldiers always have the supplies they need in the field. Arrange a network of merchants to help me. Stockpile supplies in my stronghold. Or my supplies... My soldiers can forage for their own supplies. No, that doesn't work. This feels like a bit of a nightmare, potentially. I don't want my soldiers starving ahead of a war. But I don't really want to lose 50 gold either. And I don't want to blow my box out. I mean, I suppose 17 stress, so my soldiers get minus 10% attrition. Maybe that is worth it, actually. Yeah, I'll take the stress, actually. All the fucking cheap mercenaries have gone. It's only bowmen anyway. This is what you really need, some fucking pikemen. They get shit done. But yeah, I think this is the plan. I think we invade this place. Put a Kenny up. He's got imposter syndrome. Yeah, go on. Have a confession. He fucking loves a confession, this guy. But I'll see. Because if this claim comes in on Gwent, I'll just take the easy option. I'll just take Gwent. And that'll obviously give me another holding. And so a bit more money and few more troops. Neighbouring ruler one war. Oh, look. There was that. That's that guy that was going around. No, oh, that's the son of that guy. Yeah. Wow. The son of that raiding motherfucker. He actually won. Okay. Seen some deer. Yes, we know. Not going to be having a hunt. All gold going to the war effort now. Nice. This is Gerberga, my physician, who I hate because she didn't treat my mother, apparently. She refused to treat her, and my mother ended up wounded and with a leg off. So I'm now trying to win her back because she's my doctor. Right, there we go. To the Modest Fragon. I prowled through documents both ancient and of less certain provenance. I finally have enough material to make the case that you are the rightful lord of Gwent. Indeed, I could even argue you are the rightful lord of the Principality of Dehobarth. So that's what we need. As I don't have a claim on that. So all of Dehobarth must be mine. So now that I have a claim on that, I can basically anything that's in Dehobarth. I can go to war with my fucking brother Hugh now. I can do everything to take all of this land. So that was money well fucking spent. So we just fuck this guy in Gwent now. We just fucking... I mean, do I even want to call my allies into this shit? I don't think I need to. And I don't know how likely. I mean, I'll call my brother in. Like, that makes sense. I shouldn't need more than that. There he is. Good old you. Good old psychopathic you. Why has he died? Guys, this game is fucking me. The middle of the war again. Like, do you see what I mean? Like, this just doesn't, it just doesn't happen off stream. When my guards dismissed safely out of sight but within hearing, I'm enjoying a little solitude at a lake I've ridden past before. Slipping a foot into the cool waters, I exult in the sensation of cleanliness, already washing away the day's dust. This shall be a bath for the ages. So I've just wasted 120 gold out of my kingdom for a claim, and then I die seconds later, meaning my children will not have the claim. Like, it is mental. Oh, high roll. Oh, shit. Fucking get swimming lessons, kids. Holy shit. About fucking time I had a break in this game. Holy mother of God. Right, we've captured his son. Wait, what? Oh, the son of Prince Huel? The fucking betrayer? I don't think you're in for a good time, my 16-year-old friend. Oh, my horse. Boreas is sick again. I can't justify 15 gold for my fucking war horse, can I? Or can I? Fuck's sake. I do love Boreas. Here we go. The Siege of Caelleon. Military strength of 5. Yes! Sus Lewis. The marriage has gone through. Excellent. The absolute ridiculous beard marriage has gone through. That's it. Hugh just keeps smashing their heads in. Hugh, aka James Banks. Oh, mate. I'm at war again. I'm so sick of my wives getting pregnant when I'm not at home. Can everyone stop getting pregnant when I'm away? I love how this pathetic army just keeps like coming back just to get its head caved in repeatedly. Like, it's so ridiculous. Like, why would you bother? Oh, here we go. Oh, my priest died. Bloodied. He's gone. Richwin. Gethfiven. A king for a bard. I am in a tent at an encampment bordering the Principality of Gwynedd, tasked with gauging the tensions between our realms. Suddenly a man enters the tent, demanding to see the new commander. Instinctively, I step forward. So you're the new commander? Very well. Pick a challenge. The loser pays for the other camp's drinks tonight, says Ludolf, commander of the foreign encampment, oblivious to the fact that I am Fragan and not a mere military leader. What's this? Bring forth our nastiest poem about each other's lieges. That seems a bit weird. Not, you fool, I am Lord Fragan. I'm not going to do that. A friendly match? You engage in a non-lethal match. Or why wait to the tavern? Yeah, let's do this then. Single combat. Ludolf and I stalk round each other, each weighing our options. He hefts a fearsome sword, while I grip my own Bill Paul arm tightly. The deadly weapon feels cool and weighty in my grasp. The fight may only be till first blood, but that doesn't ease my nerves. Very high. Increased your likelihood of success, but very high risk of injury. Low risk of injury, medium success, low success. Look, it's this one. This is the one. My spear flows around Ludolf like water, each strike churning fluidly into the next. My form is good, with only small errors, and Ludolf's stance is passable. Fuck, I feel far from victory. Taste the worth of St. George. I'm Welsh, so fuck that. To the floor with you. Headbutt. Jesus. Spotting a moment of what about today, dickhead? I I can say one about Dickhead. Why is that an option? Oh, I have to do it as well, and I'm going to get injured in the middle of the war. I've got to do it. I have to do it. I actually have to do it. Ah, oh, you fucking bastard. Ah, look at me as well. I yield. All right, well, at least I got better. She healed the wound immediately. For fuck's sake. Oh, what have you done? What have you done, Carrig? Ah, oh, Lord Tudor has now got a claim on my fucking lands. No. Yeah, I'll be swaying the bishop after the war. Let's just make sure we win this war, please. Enemy leader captured, yes. Well, I wonder what's going to happen to Prince Owain. I'm now a mighty prince. Right. Let's get them disbanded so we can start making some money. And let's, I guess, steal with some prisoners. Oh, what are we doing then? Oh, Lord Hugh has got him. Oh, just torture the fuck out of him, Hugh. I think I've got his kid, right? There he is. Oh, come on. Can I torture him? Can I move him? No. Man, being just sucks. Is there any way to see his prisons? Ah, it's alright. I can trust you to fuck him up. So there you go, I'm a prince now. Uh-oh. Your vassal? Oh, wait. He's my vassal now? I don't want that. Yeah, that's a problem. So, can I... He's in prison. He's already in my brother's prison. Yeah, how do I revoke his title? Like, let's get rid of that immediately. Is it in here? Can I just take it away from him? Oh, is it grayed out? Oh, yeah, it is. Because I have a truce with him. How long's that going to last for? In the meantime, I've got to deal with a fucking uprising from this dude. Yeah, I'll just have to wait 5 years. He's in prison. How much can he do in that time? Like... Surely, I'm not going to drown or do anything psychopathic again, am I? Am I? Yeah, I'll sway the bishop. Oh, I can vassalize! Yes! Nice. I don't want to ransom them off, because I don't want to give him anything that might give him a power base. There you go! My liege! It's okay, Hugh. Right, see? All you map-painting motherfuckers. Now what? Yeah, I better get Hugh on the council, actually. Excellent fucking suggestion. Caradog, he doesn't even like me. So, whatever, bro. Nice. My missus fucking hates me, though. Wait, what concubines? Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was that. We concubined Wolf Gifu. I forgot about that. Not so just really in practice, is he? Yeah, I forgot about the concubines. Yeah. Didgu Lewis. Doesn't matter if she's a girl. There's no need to label her sussy or anything, even though she's probably not my kid. 100% not my kid, is it? Uh-oh. I've just knocked up my fucking concubine, for fuck's sake. As I make my way to the stable, I'm greeted by the happy neighs of Boreas. She seems eager to stretch her legs in the beautiful weather. Yes. Train. Compliments. She has a youthful... she don't. Look at her fucking face. Like, looks like Willem Dafoe. But whatever. Gotta keep her sweet. Gibbering fool. No, it's simply not how you say it, the venerable scholar who invented the word said it was pronounced the way I'm saying it. My brother Hugh and I are having a raging debate, which shows no signs of abating. Having passed a nearby gibbet, he had remarked on it. Being fluent in the Brythonic language as I am, or Brythonic, I guess, as I am, I gently corrected him on the pronunciation. It begins with a hard sound, not a soft one, obviously. Oh, so he says gibbet. I'm wrong. And he had the temerity to disagree, and disagree vociferously, no less. I can't believe you're still holding this impotent linguistic position, he blurts out, frustrated at my insistence. It's gibbet, and I'll prove it. Is it fucking debate me, bro? Is happening there, over gibbet. I just agree to disagree, fuck it. I'm not getting into it with you, like, not my spy master. Nice. Excellent. Okay. That's enough swaying her. Let's get this priest swayed. Zadroslav Zemodri. I mean, 19 martial, but only prowess 9. 50 years old. Nah. Not that interested, frankly. Right, this is the next target. This. Because he's got a claim on my shit anyway. And even though it's effectively going to war with Prince Anarad, the son of Rodri, that I spent lots of time befriending, it completes the fucking kingdom. Like, it's the final fig leaf. But I will be needing Wessex for that one. Like, Wessex will have to come. Let's see. I told ya! Something odd about my wife, Princess Bianca, but I can't put my finger on it. Perhaps it's just my imagination running amok, and nevertheless, that ominous feeling is keeping me up at night. My dependable friend Hugh must investigate. Yeah, we'll put Hugh on the bitch. He won't get caught. Sneaky Hugh. Tonight, I will sleep like a babe. All right, nice one. Let's check in then. Let's check in with the rest of the crew. See how they're all doing. So Sussy grew up to be a bear. which, that's it's good news for everyone. So, turns out... he's been to the dogging zone. I mean, it's ridiculous. There's too many stereotypes here. Prowess 1. Come on, guys. This is pathetic, like. This is ridiculous. The hand gesture, everything. This is ridiculous, Paradox. He's terrified of me. Well, then we'll never oppose me directly. All right. Fucking hell, mate. See if we can find a wife for further. Baraka. Baraka, like, what the fuck? Like, she's 38. I don't even care. Like, I don't want him. He's like a half brother anyway, so you know, it's not bothered about that. But like, look, what's this like? We get an alliance with Itania. Her husband died at 62. It's like that fucking pop-up ad that you see on the porn websites, where it's like, my husband is dead. All I want to do is fuck. That's Baraka. Holy shit. Go on then. Yeah, I think that's hilarious. I actually think that's hilarious. The children. We'll see about that. Wait, what? Oh, she's the one in charge. The 2-year-old's in charge. I thought I'd accidentally married a 2-year-old, but no. So, she is the ruler, too. And she sent me a message going, too. Yeah, nice one. Shag my mother. All right, wicked. Fucking, I was worried there. I was like, what's happened here? Like, I got the wrong baraka. Like, look at me getting along with you. I'm happily soaking at the bathhouse, sharing deep reflections and salacious jokes with Lord Hugh. Or as I feel all tension leaving my body, I realise it's not just the warm water loosening my muscles. I'm genuinely having fun, and it's all because of Hugh's company. I already consider him among my friends, but I've come to realise I really look forward to any time we get to spend together. I value his opinion above all others, and every moment with him is filled with laughter and warmth. Has Hugh become my best friend? It's like fucking stepbrothers. We're like Will Farrell and John C. Reilly, innit? Indeed. A toast to Hugh. Best friends. You and Lord Hugh became best friends after soaking in a bathhouse together. This is great. Best friend. Now he'll never betray me. Okay. Wolf Gifu. Ooh, Geraint. What a name. Nah, there's no way now. There's no way he would... Oh, cradled by sickness. All babies cry, but with little Geraint, there is no end to the tears. I desperately want the midlife to ease my work. We haven't had any infanticide, have we? We haven't had any dead babies in this playthrough. Is it time for a dead child? But her furrowed brow makes everything worse. Your son is not gaining weight. We will take good care of him, my lord, but in the end, his life is in God's hands. Nightmare. Sickly. He might not make it, bros. Oh, hang on. Who's this guy? Lord Murfin. Yeah, he's just got his own shit up here. He just must have won that. Wonder if... Yeah, if I could get a claim on that, it wouldn't piss off the rest of Wales. And just slowly we would chip away. Oh, is he Rodri Scum, is he? Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. Rodri, he's got his own thing. Lord Morgan the Trembling. A fornicator. Right, well, it doesn't matter. With Wessex on my side. Thought this was a dead kid. My prisoner, Gurians, recites a passage from the scriptures with a firm voice and looks up, waiting for his judgment. Gurians has proven to be a member of the clergy, Bishop Richwin states, standing right next to the prisoner and treating me with scornful look. As such, he must be placed under my custody. I can't have these two cunts together, can I? He isn't really doing anything there, is he? Go on, I'm gonna let him out. I am a just man. Now, let's get rid of this. Surely now. No, still not. Still in a truce. Let's, I don't know. Should we sell some of these guys? You don't think letting these guys out of prison for money is wise? I'm gonna revoke his title as well. It's alright. I've got Hugh fucking disrupting all the schemes, like. You would take a bullet for me now, and bullets haven't even been invented. So I think we're alright. This is his brother. This is the one that hurts. We keep him in prison. We keep him in prison. Just so he knows at any time he can fucking get it. Like, he can get got. Right, so first things first. As soon as I can revoke his title, we do that. Then we're gonna go and invade Brycheiniog. My trusty mare. Make her strong. Nice. Novice physician. Look at that. Strong and fierce warhorse. What do I get for that? Look at that. Extra levies, extra prowess, extra prestige. Sick. Nice. My son is bilingual. I've got a claim on the Earldom of Gloucestershire. But we all... I can't... Yeah, he's my ally, so... We're not fucking that. Right, surely... Surely we're getting there now. Surely five... Come on. Surely the time is passing. We're in the 900s. The giddy 900s. All I want to do... Oh, nice. Swaying the priest. Started endorsing you. Brilliant. We're up to 32. I mean... Look, listen, Don't I just get it if he dies anyway? I mean, like, it's mad that it's only 27% certain to murder him. Like, it's so crazy. It's a lot harder to murder people now, like. Like, you used to drop bodies in CK2. It just wasn't a thing. Used to do that fucking one where they would be out in a carriage and you would, like, blow it up. Rodri died of old age. Rodri's gone. We're dealing with Rodri's son, Prince Anarad. And he's all right. We get along, you know? We're not going to get along when I invade Brycheiniog to secure the Principality of Dehorbarth. But, you know, it is my birthright. I'm knocking up my fucking concubine again. My big, strong concubine. My sadistic, strong... She is full-on step-on-me-mommy energy, like... Wolf Gifu. Does... I mean, that's why I'm surprised. I mean, I guess he made it. Geraint... Oh, no, he is still sickly, like... He's fucked for life, I guess. Nice, look at this, like... Multiple languages, like... Nice. Lord Hugh's having a hunt! Let's... Oh, of course I'm there, bro. Wait, what? Oh, no. It says I'm not going to make it in time. I didn't pause quick enough. Fuck! Is there anything I can do? Can I, like, not ride my fucking horse to get there quicker, like? Fuck. Nightmare. Why wouldn't he put it back for me? It's all right, I'll have my own. Gwerstan. It's a good one.
Lord Owain expects a council position. Yeah.
And I want a blowjob from the Pope, my friend. I'm a little bit disappointed Hugh didn't kill him when he had the chance. Like, you should have probably killed him for sure. Like, whatever. Wait, hang on. I don't want that. Why can't I have this? They all want Ceredigion for some reason. But surely I have a claim on this because it's part of Dehorbarth. Well, that fucking... That sucks. Thought I did have a claim. I mean, like... I hold the title, right? So surely I can take... Surely I can take this. I didn't know that. Right, well. Get my priest out. I used to own Ceredigion. They took Ceredigion from me immediately. Prince Rodri, the fucking piece of shit, curse his name. So I've got claims on that. And I've got a claim on Gloucestershire by accident, which I'm not touching at all. But, oh, no. Bernard Amat died. Bernard Manning's dead. Sad. Alright, well, at least I'm not paying him anymore. Rip to a raid. We hardly knew ye. Am I actually being raided? You cheeky bastards. How do I drive them off? Army. So it's just in here? It'll let me do it without a war? Okay, good. Sick. Alright, let's smash their heads in. Coming here with 400 boys, like. Don't think so. Wrong neighborhood, motherfucker. Like, nice. Got 10 gold back as well. Sweet. Who was it? Sigfrob the Strong. Like, these Vikings, man. Like, they just don't fucking respect anything. Haven't you got some churches up here to fucking burn? A servant of honesty. I was shot when I caught my son Richard trying to steal from the travel chest of the visiting Lord Hugh. You can't be stealing from your kin. He confessed he had thought he could get away with it, but he knows now it was wrong. Honesty will serve you best in the long run. Yep, absolutely. I've had a mental break again because of wanton desires. Lately it feels I'm being constantly distracted by lascivious thoughts and erotic fantasies. With all the hardships of my everyday life, it's all too easy to lose. He's a Kuma. Fucking Fraggan has become a Kuma. An actual Kuma. Can you even believe it? Like, reduced to a Kuma. I mean, you can't be converting to heathen religions. Lord Hugh is no longer my friend if I become reclusive. Well, we can't have that. Just tank the stress, I guess. Fuck it. Imagine converting to some filthy heathen religion. Like, imagine. Nah, never me. Never a good Welsh Catholic. Crazy, really. Just goes to show you. You know? He's a holy warrior, but, yeah. Still can't revoke the state. Fucking hell. Surely it's been 5 years. Nice! Growing strong. The weakness that plagued my son since his birth has finally released its hold on him. Relief washes over me as I see Geraint running around with all the other children. Listen to the fucking music. It's like, oh, he's a child. Nice. He beat COVID. Where I see my alliances. So here. Oh, yes, it does show it here, doesn't it? 10 months. So not long. Thank you. But it would just be so nice if we could just have that. I need to have high crown authority. I need to have vassals that are alright with it. We need to find the innovation. It was never that difficult to get primogeniture. It's like actually crazy. Like, you don't get it until, like, fucking 1200, 1300, you know, like super late. Yeah, obviously, if we just murder all the children, like, the younglings, we're all right. Everything's fine if you kill the kids. But, yeah, no, it's in the culture thing. It just takes forever. And you have to be the one, if you're not the cultural head, you can't choose it. So, nice. Burgerhead is now an acclaimed knight. But does that mean somebody died? I think that means, like, a fucking knight died, didn't it? I'm not recruiting this fucking Zadra slab just because he can fucking be this dude. Good old Burgerhead, though. He'll be alright. Burgerhead will live to a ripe old age, I'm sure. Yeah. Scheming expertise. I've got a scheming wife. Well, I suppose at least she's looking after the realm now. I think my favourite, like, foreign nation to play in this is when you get over, like, to here. Like, in Ghana and stuff. It's like, fucking, this is wild. Like, everyone's just fucking scrapping everyone all the time. And if you can fucking, like, unify all of this and just become, like, the fucking king of, like, the king of Africa or whatever the fuck it is. It's like emperor of Africa. It's like crazy. But yeah, I did an African playthrough, and it was just too wild, dude. Like, there was just fucking scraps all the time. Look at Farbus Mamadi the Gentle of the Mandinka tribe. I wanted to do like an Italian playthrough, but in CK2. They had all the fucking city-states recognized. It was super cool. This isn't as, like, fleshed out, unfortunately. So I kind of got to wait for them to play catch-up with all the flavor packs and stuff. To the Serene Fraggan. Nice. I am the rightful lord. See it done. Right, so now I have a claim. So I think we're going to go to war again in about 4 months. The crazy thing is, right, it is Sus Lewis that is basically giving me all of my military power right now. Look how he's walking around in military regalia when he's an absolute pussy as well. Like, grow up, man. But anyway, basically, that marriage is the strength to my kingdom. That's it. Because all of this, the Wessex, you know, the Kingdom of Wessex being able to come in and send the boys in anytime is what it's all about, basically. Oh, that is a good point. Is he one of my knights? I don't know, actually. Because if he is, yeah, we don't want that. Burgerhead, fine. Yes. He'll be down here. Oh, yeah, there you go. Good fucking save, dude. Good save. Can't have him fucking go in a war. Holy shit, that would have been a disaster. Just stay at home, sus. Nurse that beard. Yeah, I'm also guessing he's not knocked out a kid yet, has he? Yeah, of course not. Silly. Silly Richard. You and your silly ideas. Right, I paused instantly this time. You'll notice. I mean, I should be alright. Only one chance of medium danger. I don't think I need all the fucking entourage, right? Wait, this is Lord Owain! This is the guy who hates me. Like, I'm not. That's like going hunting with Dick Cheney. What am I doing? Fuck that! You're gonna shoot me in the face! I don't think so. Look at him. Look at this dickhead! Nah. Nah, I politely decline, bro. Fuck you. No chance. Don't get me wrong, it's like Chad shit to go and like just stare him down, but I'll be surrounded by his homies and all our bows and arrows. Like, fuck that. You know what I mean? Like, he's gonna wall the frame. Fuck. No chance. No chance. There it is. Consider it revoked. Fuck's sake. Like, fuck your stupid, pathetic rebellion. Also, where's the boys? I mean, oh, I'm not sending in Wessex for this either. I'm saving Wessex for the real shit. Like, you better run! I hope we got here. The knight. You're getting ransomed. Nice. Increased military presence. Sound. Go on. Get in there, boys. No more nonsense. You know what to do. Wait, what? What do I do? Why aren't you sieging? Where's he gone? Oh, there you go. Right, my bad. That's it. Didn't see the fucking border there. Right. Burn them all down. Kill them all. This fucking horse, mate. It's like pie, oh my. This is a fucking nightmare, like. Cost me 45 gold, like. 45 gold. Fucking Ralph, he keeps sneaking in and burning it. 14 months of siege in my own fucking gaff because of this Owain cunt. When I capture him, it's just to kill him. Have I ever had a war where someone didn't just die in the fucking job? Oh, you were good at your job as well, Andreas Marioneth. Oh, here we go. Get my half-brother in. Sound. As if. The troops have rallied. What are we going to do? Nice, King Alfred, my boy. My beloved friend, King Alfred. Just stood there as well. Just stood there doing nothing. Ain't even got the stones to come in and die like men. Are you going to counter-invade with 20 men? I can't be arsed, like. Yeah, sick. Nice siege. Like, look at that. What a waste of time that is, boys. Enjoy it. Ooh, what's this? An invite to King Alfred's grand wedding? Of course I will be there. My doctor and Burgerhead coming in the entourage. Actually, there's not a lot of danger either. So, I'll be alright. Nice. Me and my boy. Like, Send all the boys out into war. I'm off to a wedding, lads. Fucking see you. Then. Wouldn't want to be yet. Hugh's in charge. My boy Hugh, who would never betray me. Ah, look at this fat Celt. I am Eormenric of Clifford. I have bested dozens of men in combat. So here I am on this road looking for someone to better me. What are people just wandering around spoiling for rooks? Now, here's the thing. I've got 14. He's got 13. Burgerhead's got 23. Do I just have Burgerhead smash his head in? Or do I do it? But Burgerhead is going to murk this fool, surely. Like, I am a prince. Yeah, I think Burgerhead. 85% Burgerhead wins. There it is. Right. But I've just got this guy in my court now, have I? Right, well, let's have a look. What's his story? Shrewd. Wounded because of me, of course. Reaver. Rough terrain expert. Brilliant strategist. I mean, he's a good fighter, like. How are you going to be miserable about it as well? How are you going to be miserable? Like, you sort me out, like. You set the rules. Anyway. Today, my son Richard was taught a lesson in vassal management by Currig. He's useless as well. He's nearly talked me out of two fucking counties. My subjects only ever wish me well, Richard exclaims. I will trust my subjects indiscriminately so that we can build the realm together. Oh, you sweet, gullible child. That level of trust could be dangerous. I'm a just man. What would I tell my son if I was a just man? I would say no trust is good. That's what I would say. So, setting my kid up to get assassinated in the future, not a problem. Oh. Weird whispers. I've noticed that Eormenric avoids me more than usual, the guy whose head we just stoved in. He always sits at the opposite end of the table whenever we're invited to a feast and consistently refuses my company while camping. We may not have the best of relationships, but that attitude is starting to tire me, especially when I overhear him defaming me. Fraggan is a loathsome churl. I'd be a way better prince than him. You can't be. That's some crazy talk. Like, yeah, just get out. Like, can't have him around. Fucking hell. Look at these two. Jungle love, I suppose. Right, what's my intent? What do I want? I don't want to murder anyone. Don't want to seduce anyone. I do need to de-stress. I think recreation is the play. I've got a war on, you know, guys. Like, fucking hell. 36 days. All these guests turning up. I'm just fucking chilling in Wessex. Oh, your daughter as well. Concubine. I now control Gwent. We get this in. I'm going to win. What's the demands? We imprison Lord Wayne. Perfect. Right, so first things first. A just man wouldn't do that. I hate a Wayne, but that's a Hugh move to concubine the daughter. So I'm not doing it. Like, I'm not going to do it. It's some gangster shit, but I've strayed too far from the righteous path. Lord Wayne, on the other hand, 100% got a goalie. He is a known criminal, so it's perfect. It's just. Revoke his title before I kill him. I did revoke his title. Oh, I've got to revoke it again. What's happening? I'm getting bombarded with wars, like. Right. That faction's gone. We've still got the daughter. Now I can hang him. Or behead him, actually. We execute him. Get the fuck out. Played the long game on that one, Owen, didn't I, dickhead? What about now, dickhead? That one's for fucking me da, you cunt. Right, great. We'll sort out the rest of these dungeon scum later. Now, back to the lovely, lovely wedding. Although, wait, hang on. Nate, want to disband my boys? Or am I sending them straight over to the war in Gothia? Risky business, like. Because they're already up. But I'm going to get raided for sure, like. Duke Bernat the Brute of Gothia, like. Already doesn't like me. To be fair, I did say, like, I would handle my shit with him. I don't know, like. Maybe I just don't get involved, like. Where was Gothia when my dad had his kingdom took? I'm going to enjoy this wedding the way God wanted me to. I look around in excitement. Everywhere I lay my eyes on, there are mingling guests, flowers on every surface, buzzing servants with loaded dishes, and a very proud host, Petty King Alfred. I need to suck his dick big time. Check, he's going to be dead soon, so 56. So, I don't know. Okay, I can't wait. Love a good wedding. Exactly. Gothia, you know, Duke Bernat II... should have been there saying, Rich, put down the fucking bottle, mate. We got a water win. But he wasn't there. So that didn't happen. Ah, well, that's me mother's husband. She's outlived two men. Better find her another. She can't be single at this age. The Black Widow. Well, maybe it's not my choice anymore, is it? Not up to me, ma. Yeah, this wedding's been going on for ages. I haven't even properly started yet. Like, Wolf Gifu. Right, the ceremony has finally reached its climax. Fucking hell, it took long enough. Exciting. The formal part of the wedding is finally behind us. Everyone is smiling in anticipation of the gargantuan meal, exciting entertainment, and general revelry that we are about to be offered. Let's go. I'm stuck in. What's happening here? Despite the festivities, a look of pure abject horror rapidly overcomes Countess Mael Muir as her father, King Corsantin, began shakily standing up, goblet in hand. God, he looks fucked. That's why he's got Buscemi eyes. Most would consider Corsantin's reputation for honesty a blessing, but here it proves misguided, with the good-willed old man wistfully telling the most embarrassing stories from the bride's childhood. Mael Muir looks like she wants to die. That's just what happens. That's what happens at a wedding, like. I don't care if she likes me. I'm not ruining the day. Whatever, you can have a round of applause, fuck it. I'm all about that shit. Get a wee cook on her. I forced him down. There you go. Oh. Regent unsuccessfully furthers mandate. Tried to obtain resources from the peasantry and failed. That's alright, mate. It's harder than it looks, Hugh. It's harder than it looks being in charge. The banquet hall is dressed in a riot of colours, scents and sights. Only the very rarest fabrics and flowers are absent from the garb. Near my seat, both Jarl Bjørnjolf and King... oh, that guy again. Share their opinions on the decorations. By Njoro, it's just perfect, enthuses Brynjolf. Just the right amount to be tasteful without going over. Too much expenditure on display to respect, Corsantin snorts. Not enough to truly enjoy. I'm disappointed. He's a cunt, this drunk. Get him with Brynjolf. Gotta need to hang with the Vikings. Might not raid me next time. A magnificent throng of musicians, tumblers and actors providing the... oh, it's these two dickheads again. Brynjolf and Corsantin sharing their opinions. A lot of thought goes into the right balance of background noise, muses Bryn Jolf. It's good to see some without too much bustle. There's too many of them to applaud the thriftiness. He's miserable. He's a miserable prick. He's just a miserable pick. The prick, this course, Anthony. Like, just miserable. Is there anything more jovial than a good feast? Guests throng to and fro, eating and chatting while flickering torchlight plays off every wall, light bouncing like laughter around the hall. So many people come from all over the realm just to be here. It really gives some perspective on how vast the world is. Sometimes it's nice to simply sit back and enjoy the little things in life. This is where I want to be. There you go. Got my stress level reduced. Holy shit, we're still in this feast. It's fucking December, guys. Every feast, there's always one. Every single feast. One long-winded, ill-born pissant cornering people who just will not be silent. This time, it's Wolf Gifu, my concubine. And she's got no patience for any subject. As soon as I try to engage on one topic, we're on to the next with nary a thread of connection between. Just an eternal barrage of detached thoughts forever. I am going to scream. Go on, put her in a fucking place, mate. Go on. Shut up. Good man. It's Bryn Jolf and Corsantin again. A good feast, I think, chortles Brynjolf. Plenty of thought into making an appearance without losing sight of the important things. The food is good. His first compliment since he got it, of course, in a bind. But I don't understand laying out all this money for it without going for fantastic. Look at this, Brynjolf's going to be my friend. Did we just become friends? Right. Feels like I've been eating, drinking, mingling, dancing and singing for days. Mate, you've been doing it for months. Months. Soon, the celebrations will wind down and the spouses will retire to their private chambers for the consummation of the wedding. Those who remain, though, let's pour another drink and let's toast to the spouses. Go on. Go consummate that. Look at this, the consummation wedding night. Should have gone for prima nocte. The newlyweds have taken their leave, consigned by the families to the bedchamber to consummate their union. The rest of us return to the banquet hall to make merry and celebrate. I find my head turning straight for the feasting tables. The sweet aromas of the remaining food... Oh, here we go. This is because I'm a glutton. Go on. Yeah, get some venison in your lad. One after the other, all guests are leaving, and it's time for me to depart too. The wedding was a great occasion to mingle with my peers and relax, and I abandoned the premises, tired and satisfied, sending my best wishes to the spouses for a prosperous and happy union. Congratulations again. Look at that. All the stress gone, all the prestige. King Alfred loves me. I made a pal. This is great. Finished the grand wedding. We've gone up to distinguished. Right, let's have a look at my new friend, by the way. Jarl Brynjolf Bardson of Brittany. 19 years old. Look at his dad. He's ill. He drank himself sick. As we traverse the grasslands, trudging through the grass, we encounter a modest, wayward shrine. Naively carved, it sports a cross at its head and below the weathered words. Here lays St. Ethelflaed of Hwyth, blessed daughter of Bristol. St. Ethelflaed of Hwyth? It seems a local spiritual figure is being patronised in these parts, one not sanctioned by the Catholic clergy. That is fucking... Am I desecrating her too? In the name of God? It's a tough one. Fucking Bristol again, of course. Look what I get. I get loads of good things. I only lose 5 gold for doing it. Cultural acceptance between the Anglos and the Welsh increase. I don't know, like, maybe it is heterodoxy, though, innit? Not really a pious guy, despite it all, though, am I? I'm taking it. Hail the... Fuck the side snake. Technically, the Anglos, I mean, you know, they're an ancient people, too. They're not what these lot are like. On our way through Herefordshire, we appear to have stumbled into a local food market. Everywhere, peasants and nobles of every culture and tongue clamour around exotic food stalls. The air thick with fragrances I never had imagined. My nose is drawn to a lowly stall stacked with a dish I could only dream of, and pulled out of my ears by the halting grasp of Gaberga. Do not waste your palate on this slop, my lord. Bowls of stew are for peasants, and we have finer foods at home. I am the prince, and I want my bowl of stew. No, we'll skip out on that one. I'll take a little bit of stress back. Fuck me. Allured, the wolf boy. He's had... This trip has been, like, epic. This has been, like, an entire season of television, this. Like, as we travel through the wild lands of Tal Garth, I find myself with a distinct feeling of being watched. Hiding, though poorly, I see a frail, dirty boy watching our entourage. A member of our caravan informs me that the locals say these lands are haunted by someone they call Allured, who is said to have been raised far away from human society by a wolf. Apparently, the poor creature has taken a fascination with us and has even started to speak some basic Brythonic, though not to any meaningful proficiency. Am I training a wolf boy? Yes. Sticks in the wheel. Fuck me, it's never ending. Ledge. I guess it means leash. Leash. But it's just ledge. I hear Burgerhead shout out in panic. Soon thereafter... Oh, no, I get it. Yeah, ledge. Okay, makes sense. Soon thereafter, I hear a loud cracking sound, like that of wood breaking, or of my patience finally snapping. I step out on the mud to see the splintered remains of a wagon wheel. My wagon wheel. I'm sorry, my liege. It was my turn as lookout, and I fell asleep at the reins. Fucking hell, Burgerhead. We made it. Good job, Hugh. Right, we can now check in with the latest in developments. This is the son of the wolves, Allured. Pensive, arbitrary, strong. Look at his mate! He's 10 and he's harder than me, like. Like that, like, I'm 14. And he's got 20 prowess at age 10, like. For fuck's sake. He's not joining the clergy, mind. We'll train him up, he'll become an incredible knight. Look at this, feral. Character was raised in the wild, far from human civilization. Malnourished. Non-verbal. Jeepers. I hope he's not going to go mental and, like, kill my kids. Like, that would not be acceptable. By the way, that war's really turned around now, if you look. He's winning it now. But I didn't need to be there for it. Fuck it. Never in doubt. Right, I actually do have a fucking claim on that now, as well. Oh. Oh, wow. Okay. So now we've literally got kids from the Wessex bloodline in my... Wait, what? That's sus! Holy shit, you actually did it! There must always be. It doesn't get more sus than what's happened here. Fucking hell, like, how? How have you done it, mate? Right, well, I think when this war finishes, we'll do this. And we'll send in all the boys just to be sure, like. I got a ton of prisoners as well. Like, this is the daughter of a Wayne, right? Oh no, she's a fucking nobody, right? Yeah, I mean, we can just ransom her out. Like, we can just only a hook, no money. I'm not a monster. So, this is a win. This is the daughter of a win. Now, unfortunately, I can't let her out, like, ever. I know she's 9. I know. We'll stick her in a dungeon. She might just die of natural causes down there. So that's fine. Listen, she is, like, pretty much all that's left of, like, his fucking bloodline. Like, well, not really. That he's got an 11-year-old boy, these two women that are married. Like, you know, we just got to eradicate all of them. We just got to eradicate all of Wayne's bullshit. Like, I can't have that coming back to get me. Like, Pandoff. Yeah, that was Prince Hewell's son. Don't think I can execute him either. Dungeon it is. This guy's just an unlucky. He was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. So. You can go. And you're a Celt. Gaelic here. You can go as well. Killing it. Look at all this cash coming in, like. Ooh. Start increasing fucking men at arms. Regiments. Which is, you definitely want these because your levies are shit. Is that 55 gold, Wells? Ooh, 75 gold. A lot of gold. But let's do it. I think that's a good call. Yeah, I'm going to take over this and then focus a little bit on infrastructure. I'm happy with this, like, being a little, because it is like a little kingdom in and of itself, so. But it'll annoy the map painters, like. Divgu. Nice, this is great. Knocked up the missus again. Regular as clockwork. Every like 2 years, is it? Catholic exaltation. Bishop Richwin has become a symbol of God's infinite forgiveness. Always ready to offer a helping hand and an open mind to the ones in need. Richwin has been instrumental in keeping alive the Catholic precept that no one is ever truly innocent, and therefore no one can pass judgment on others aside from God. Nice. My pal Richwin. How old is Fraggin? 38. Still got plenty of time. Before Richard takes over again. Richard II. Whoa, here we go. What do I want part of my dynasty legacy to be? Bounteous loins. Glory. Everyone just loins immediately. A House of Warriors has got to be good, like. Vibrant court is good, is it? Yeah, but don't I need to be a king to have a court? I suppose having extra opinions good. But yeah, I think for what we want to achieve in the short term, definitely House of Warriors, like. Especially as soon as that hits 100, like. I think we are going to stove some heads in, like. Nice. My wife is a major schemer. Perfect. Sorry, I've got Hugh to look after me. Probably don't want to go to war in winter either. Ooh, a gift fit for. The hustle and bustle is palpable among the travelling merchant stalls. The temporary shacks are stacked to the rafters and contain all manner of knickknacks. These pieces are positively radiant, will make a lovely gift. Is it what by one of the merchants peddling jewellery? I hesitate in leaning for a closer look. I mean, I'm not. Fuck this concubine. She does my fucking Sweden. Why would I ever buy her a ring? Like? I can't spend 50 gold on a ring for me missus, like. Sorry, like. I just can't justify it, like. It'd be nice to, like, make a bit of... Ooh, what's this up here? Oh, don't tell me I fucked it up again and not paused. No, I will get there, like. Of course I will come to your hunt, you. Perfect. Oh. My uncle's been imprisoned. Can I do anything? Is there anything I can do? Can I get him out? Can I pay the ransom? He was the boy who actually turned up, Rickulf. Well, families are weird, aren't they? I mean, of all, I actually do want to slay a beast. Like, let's actually slay a beast. My party and I stalk through a copse, eyes peeled for the sign of a hare. From the canopy above, a soft twittering spills forth. Oh, it's an eagle again. It's the raptor again. There you go. Give it a hue. Allared, the wolf boy. Though nobody ever dared to dream it, it appears there's been a breakthrough in Allared's development. Once a simple child cradled by none but feral beasts, the boy is at last showing progress. Allared speaks in complete sentences and plays with other children his age as if he had always been one of them. Today, after our usual lessons, he even asked me to be his father. I'm gonna lose some renown, like. But, yeah, go on then. I have adopted a feral child. I was shocked when I caught my son Allared immediately stealing from Lord Hugh. Immediately stealing. Thieving. can't trust feral kids. Thieving. Right, my acquaintance Ethelred is the first to spot its bounding legs. The swift jack is hard to distinguish, but there's no doubt about it. It's there, observing us through leafy bushes. Lord Hugh takes her after the beast, saying, come on, it's getting away. Let's go. This is a hare, by the way. Like, for fuck's sake, this is pathetic. And we couldn't even get it. I did get some eggs, though. Right. It was a good bit of banter. And, you know, I got some prestige back after losing it. For saying I love my feral adopted son. Religious head. Yamag Gulfem. Look at my fucking feral son, boys. His prowess has gone down because he lost feral. I wasn't part of the deal. I want you to still be feral. No. I should have invaded sooner. I've lost my fucking powerful alliance. No. My hunters have captured this live stag and its grace and majesty reminded me of you. Please accept it as a token of our everlasting friendship. Thank you, Hugh. Fuck. Oh, well, that's changed things. An inappropriate exchange. My son Richard seemed to enjoy our latest feast immensely. Afterwards, he couldn't stop talking about the feelings that locking eyes with one of the younger servants had caused on him. Yes, yes. Yes, my lustful son. Another one? Fucking hell. We spit kids out in this neck of the woods, mind, like. Look, I mean, look at this, like. 8 kids. Like, for fuck's sake. Put it away for 5 minutes, fragging. Is it the maximum? Is that it now? I can't have any more. Yeah, see? The difference being, my allies are fucking miles away. Your allies are right on the fucking doorstep. Ah, that Wessex thing's really fucked me over. I should have gone for it sooner. Gotta use those alliances. Well, he's won the war now. The Gothier guy. Yeah, let's look for weddings. That's it. Let's get some fucking arranged. I mean, it probably doesn't count that she's my fucking concubine, I guess. That's not strong enough, is it? Many ways they might be offended by that. That's... like... why? It says that... they're still married. That's got to count for something, King Stigand. It just doesn't. I can't really dismiss her as a concubine now, because she's the mother of me fucking kids. Two of them. Yeah, like having her around. Oh, here we go. We won the war. Yep, we certainly did. Fucking hell, there's just all sorts popping off here. I guess I'm off to this, like. I'm off to Bruges. Right, let's go do it. Leave Hugh in charge, not a problem. Our journey is violently interrupted by the sounds of tearing flesh and gnashing jaws, and the desperate cries of a man about to meet his end. The noise is so horrific it must have come from the depths of hell. Attempt at the Trachosaurus, we find a desperate knight struggling with a wild wolf. His blade is wedged between the beast's jaws, but his grip is beginning to falter. Get in there, Burgerhead. Might we beat the wolf? Probably got some mad cunts in my court now, like. All my kids as well. Like, just sus ap sus Lewis. Sus the second. Burgerhead's a boy, though. Yeah, I don't know what to do now. Don't know what to do about this war effort. Maybe just save up some money and get some mercenaries and just overwhelm them. Maybe that's the future. Maybe there's like another, like, who's this guy? Like these boys, you know, they'd smash their heads in. They'd be enough. Her spouse is dead. Died in mysterious circumstances. There we are. What's this? I'm close to actually qualifying for it. 5 more progress to victory. What the fuck is this? Oh, it's archery, isn't it? Ah, guess I didn't get in it. Burgerhead of York is, though, is he? Nice. How do I know who's good at archery? He does look fucking wild as fuck, man. The contest in front of me is reaching a crescendo. Participants evenly matched. I grip the wooden railing in front of me and yell my appreciation along with the rest of the crowd. Said yell, however, swiftly turns to a strangled cry as I feel something trickling down my spine. Some sort of fluid. Something both hot and cold. I spin on my heel and find myself confronted by Udeed, his goblet swishing with the remains of the unidentified drink currently crawling its way down my back. Now then, watch where you're going, he burbles. Fuck it. I'm not getting into dramas at a fucking celebration. No one wants to be that dickhead. Right, here we go. Conlet is clearly winning. Nice. So long as his nerve remains steady, a win is all but guaranteed. A curse as a bowstring grates along a forearm. A snap from a string, whether broken or simply loud, echoes around the area. The crowd has fallen into a rhythm. Hushed silence as a competitor steps up. Raucous cheers when the arrow is loosed. Only a few more arrows are remaining for each competitor. The end is at hand. Burgerhead. No fuck. Trumpets sound, the crowd clamours, competitors begin to assemble. The contest is over and someone's moment in the sun is being readied. A herald steps forward, voice booming out across the scene. After many trials, some tribulations, and above all else, some truly spirited competition, we have our final three. In third place, the gutsy Burgerhead. Coming in a close second, Markow. That, of course, leaves us with Earl Harold. So I've lost my bet, but Burgerhead might do it. Burgerhead might do it. Ooh. Well, he didn't do it. But what a great occasion. Top three. Hello. My gaze drifts over the crowd. The general hubbub flows around me. All spectators engaged in conversation or geeing up the contestants. All apart from one I notice. Burgoyne is staring directly at me. Our gaze is locked before she immediately breaks eye contact, flitting her eyes around anywhere other than me. Normally I'd be suspicious, but the bitten lip and constant stolen glances back to check if I'm still watching tells me something of a different story in this case. Well, well, well. He's in. To be fair, man, Fraggin has absolutely laid pipe. Like, it has been fucking ridiculous. Oh, hello? Anglo-Saxon women. I've seen the world and beheld its many wonders in my travels, but never have I beheld such beauties as the one I've seen in Malden. Truly, Anglo-Saxon women are a cut above all the rest. One particularly fascinating specimen has taken my eye as late, a peasant woman by the name of Cuthberg. You know nothing, Jon Snow. A pretty little petal, she is far too pleasing to my eye to spend her day slaving away in Malden. Yeah, go on then. Get her in there. I'm adopting feral boys, like, so why? I'm just. Every time I go out to one of these events, I just bring someone home. Oh, hang on. Trouble in paradise immediately, like. Look at that. Minus 58 immediately, like. She had minus 10, like. I mean, you knew what this was. You knew what this was, like. Fraggin is a squeamish bastard. I'd be a way better prince than him. I mean, for fuck's... What are you talking about? Right, well. Time to show her what's what, I guess. There you go. You tempted mutiny. You've been humiliated. You've been sent away. That's that. That's how we solve things back in the 900s. Uh-oh. Allared's feral. He knows what he's doing. See? It's a harmless plant. Like, he knows, like. Like, he's been out there. He's been on them streets. He knows. He knows what he can eat. Like, don't need me to tell him. What the duck? The day on the road has been fairly calm and nondescript so far. We're somewhere outside of Herefordshire, and I close my eyes as my mount brings me forward one solid step at a time. As the wind plays a magnificent melody through the treetops, another noise is carried by the breeze, and not from our entourage. Is that quacking? I isolate the sound to be coming from a shrubbery on my right-hand side. Tony Soprano, I'm following the duck. Uh-oh. It was a scheme! No, it was a wolf! Fuck's sake. Ow! How can you mistake a wolf for a duck? I'm in. 5%! The kingdom's gonna be in shambles! Fuck's sake. At least I've got my Uncle Hugh to look after me, who looks like fucking the guy out of There Will Be Blood.
I drink your milkshake.
How's he got murked by a wolf like that? It was all a death dream. He drowned in that fucking pool. I mean, at least I've inherited it all. It didn't go to the four winds, like. Let's have a look at Richard II, then. He's a builder and a diplomat. Better start looking for a fucking alliance, though. Wait. I marry my dad's fucking mistress to get into Wessex? No, hang on. No. I want to be So, I, me, her. Wait, she's not my mother. I don't get an alliance for it, though, so it's not even worth it. Like, that's not my mother. Like, I just can't get an alliance. Like, why would she make a good wife for, oh, the Barcelona family, is it? Inbred. Oh, yeah. We are related somewhere along the lines, aren't we? Right, well, that can't be happening. We're not. Just cousins, like, it's something. We're not doing that. Burgundy. That's just across the fucking... just across the sea. Yeah, this is the one. Burgundy. Oh, I can't believe Fraggan, the Prince Fraggan, has fucking died. Like, shit. 5% chance. What a fucking nightmare, like. Died like a dickhead, exactly, like. For all of his talk, like. All of his talk being a holy warrior. Died like a dickhead, like. Like, his dad died like a dickhead. The whole Louis dynasty is just a dynasty of dickheads, like. Look at the dickhead. Look at these collection of dickheads, like. Absolute dickhead fest, like. All because he was chasing a duck like a fucking moron. Look at all the pipe he laid as well, like. Look at all the pipe. Like, for fuck's sake, what an absolute clown. Dead at 39. A 39-year-old man chasing a duck. Pipe fucking central as well. Look at all the kids, like. That's so ridiculous, like. Too much like his dad. Yeah, look, see. But because I'm a prince, they're my vassals now. Like. So who got them? Yeah, look. Wolf Boy did. He got Gwent. I'm all right with that. Arthur got that. Arthur got Morganig. Morganug. I'm chilling here. And Uncle Hugh. Would I have to use my fucking... oh, we're back to this, aren't we? Fuck's sake. Build up the coffers and I'm gonna mercenary them, I think. I mean, you know, he's got plenty of time. He's only 14. Oh. Regent furthers the mandate. Edouard de la Roche-Aymon joined the court. Oh, God, have I got to do all the knights again as well? Like, at least we still got Burgerhead. Like, need to keep Hugh alive at all fucking costs as well. Because I've got a strong hook against him. Don't know what that'll come in useful for, but... never have too many of them. Meet peers. Oh, yeah, the decisions. Where's that? Do I need to do it? Well, yeah, when I'm 16. Yeah, I thought so. Right, cool. Right, we'll do that. Activities. Ah, right. Meet peers. Okay. Yeah, let's do that. 20 gold. I don't know, is Gaberga still my... yeah, Gaberga is still my physician. So I've still got a physician and a caravan master. Eventually there will be... I'm hoping when I become the King of Wales, we will get jesters. Kill Jester. Okay, meeting peers. Right. So, my sister is here. We were exploring the local church when my sister Divgu and I stumbled across Bishop Richwin surrounded by scrolls. They're journals from long ago. Are you interested in such things? Yes, teach me about them. I rescued Geraint Lewis from a barrel. Like, what the fuck was he doing? We were playing in a forest when I suddenly found myself all alone. I could have sworn the others were just behind me. There's Baraka, remember her? Just as I'm about to start screaming so that they can find me, not because I'm scared. I stumble across my aunt-in-law, Baraka, dressed in a black cloak. She is crouched on the ground, inspecting some weird-looking plant, comparing it to one depicted in a big black tome open on the ground beside her. Has the calling of knowledge led you out here to me? She was a witch the whole time? Is Richard II becoming a witch? I mean, you would be a bit funny after your dad got eaten by a wolf, like. But if my secret gets outed, I guess I'll get murdered. Like. Oh, well, fuck it. In for a penny, in for a pound. Richard Lewis. I thought my cousin Senilt and the peasant boy were merely pretending to fight, but suddenly there is blood in the dirt. Senilt hits the ground with a grunt, and the peasant's like, yeah, you see? Nice. It was good to forget all my responsibilities. Alright. Childhood. Oh, yeah. Definitely want to do this. Your brother, Lord Alared, son of wolves. Wow. The fuck? All the Lewis boys. And Alared, son of wolves. So what does that do for my overall military strength? Yeah, I mean, maybe I do just eventually take back Caradhrian. Another ill-tempered Welshman. Who knew? Raided, of course. Slaughter. Uh-oh. You might be a prince, but you are also a vile cur. The unprovoked anger expressed by my aunt-in-law, Baraka, comes as a complete surprise. She's been under a lot of stress lately, but to behave like this... The fuck's that about? Just coming in shouting at me for no reason, like. Still get an alliance off this. Routiers of the Archpriest. It's a mercenary company alliance. What the fuck? Didn't even know that was a thing. Don't mind if I do. Right, let's have a look at these alliances now. They're pretty good, actually. Well, Geburga died. She's with Cadell now. The real one. The first real one. Alright, well now I do need a court physician. Last time I played this game and had a witch as a doctor, I died in a bath while she squirted warm milk up my anus. So I don't know, like... Witches are good for something, but healthcare is not that. That's literally what happened, by the way. That's not even an exaggeration. Benoit? I mean, is he experienced? Nothing there. Ethel Gifu? She's at least a physician, but she's brain dead. I don't even know, like. Like... I think that's how you end up losing limbs. That's like Dr. Sawbones, isn't it? Yeah, fuck that. Oh, nice! Prince Richard, you're a man now. I've completed my studies of scholarship. Even if the highest aspects of the subject eludes me, I lived up to everyone's expectations and learned more than most. As I take my first steps into adulthood, I find myself reminiscing about some of the people who've made an impact on the man I have become. The friendship I share with Sinalt meant a lot to me when we were both young, and to still have him by my side means a lot. That's my cousin, right? Oh, let's have an actual look at my shit now, like. Astute intellectual is fine. good at learning, good at diplomacy, okay at stewardship. Time to dismiss. What's this? Swing the scales of power. Like, fucking hell.
Don't even know what that is.
That. Dismiss the regent. Thanks, Uncle Hugh. Yeah, not bad. Not bad for 16. He's been thrown into it a little bit. Been thrown in the deep end. Right. I am going to be a diplomat. Richard II has learnt from the follies of his father and grandfather.
I could declare wars. Jarl Greta Olsen of Munster.
I mean, am I just taking over Munster for no reason? It's not what I want to do, but... inroads into Ireland, like? Just take Ormond, I guess? Alright. Just fighting a fucking holy war out of nowhere, like? Wasn't planning on this. Get the boys in. Take no chances, like. The diplomatic part of it is that this will get me in with the Catholic Church, won't it? So... what? You said you were in? They said they were in. He's dead? How? Dude, this game is cursed as fuck. Every time I go to war, like... just fucking... everyone dies. Just of old age immediately. Or alcohol poisoning. Doesn't even make sense. Another one of my... another worthless marriage as well, like... another fucking worthless marriage. My spies have informed me about a hunter causing a ruckus at the local town. I'm gonna die instantly, of course. The man has been spending large amounts of gold and bragging loudly about the great deal he struck with a fancy lord in pearls and silk. Apparently, he drew a map of the local plains for an unknown nobleman. The spies think the lord must be scheming against me or my subjects. Am I off to a grand tournament? In Shaftesbury? It's good for diplomacy. Look at him! Look at little Richard! My regency scales of power swing. Why? What are you doing? That's my mother, like. I wanted Hugh to be the regent. Why is Hugh not the regent? Classic. This doesn't feel very safe, like. Oh, no, that's one of my boys. That's it. Okay, we're winning. We're winning the war. We're winning the war. Yeah, Hugh... forbid you from fighting. A board game tournament. Right, my intent. Oh, wait. I'm guaranteed to qualify. I'm in it. I'm in the board game tournament. I'm a fucking nerd, like. I'm a nerdlinger. Let's go, like. Let's go Warhammer. In Shaftesbury. Games Workshop. I love this as well. Just like, there's a war on, of course, but don't worry about it. La 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 la. Oh, come all, come see the courageous Rodrigo. Rodrigo de Castro. A colourfully clad man shouts, precariously balancing a chicken on his nose. I also know stories. Perhaps you'd like to hear something cheerful, like the tale of when Duchess Plaisance of Aquitaine realised that Count Adrian of Lusignan was their soulmate, he says, while doing a handstand. Or perhaps my lord would rather hear a grim story like the one when Eastmund and Matteo became rivals. The grim story will set the right tone for the Game of Thrones. Right, here we go. I am in. I've qualified. Let's have a look at my opponent. Right, he's a moron. I've got this. Like, I'm fucking so much smarter than him. Like. Look, I've even got this. What is this? Hasteluda. Hasteluda. Is this like the fucking... I don't even know what that is. Never seen it before. But I'm an intellectual. I'm an intellectual. I've got this. I've got this. I'm not betting on myself. I'm in the middle of a war. I can't lose the money. I vow to myself I would win a contest in this tournament. I cannot but consider a less fair approach to securing the prize of the board game competition. I'm sure my opponents would do the same if they only had the idea. Who knows? Maybe they already have. No, I'm honest. I'm an honest child. I was raised to be honest. There's no way to win. My game against Marshall is going very poorly. He's playing at a level I wouldn't have thought possible. I notice his eyes keep darting into the crowd and seems to be looking directly at a figure standing almost directly behind me. They are performing subtle hand gestures. They're cheating. He is cheating. But the judge doesn't believe me, of course not. Fuck's sake! There's no justice in this world. The soft click of moving pieces disturbs the calm. We are deep into the end game now, and the game hangs in the balance. I ponder what has already happened, such as when the pieces move quietly, urgently. Neither of us have long to force our win. I am losing. My position is worsening with almost every move. It would take something of a miracle to win from here. Maybe I can draw from a knowledge of warfare. Time for a daring move. It's this one, isn't it? Well, great fucking times. I got robbed. Cheating bastards. Corruption. Corruption. Being part of a crowd at a sporting event could be a real treat. The atmosphere, the sound, the sights. Only problem is it could sometimes bring as many downsides as it does boons. One such downside has just materialised. I find myself stuck behind the large frame of Osmond. I lean first one way, then the other, but his sheer size occludes the action almost perfectly. I sigh loudly and tap my foot. Osmond doesn't budge. Cheers ring out as something huge and exciting happens. My collar begins to rise. I'm not. He's just going to batter me because I'm a child. Bit of politeness, there you go. Mervyn's in the final. The cheating bastard that beat me's in the final as well. He's battered everyone by cheating, Cheating at Warhammer. You sicken me, Look at all that as well. Wrecked. Oh well. Get him next time, I guess. Have to stick around for the ceremony as well. Fuck that. I get fuck all, I guess. So. Where am I going next in the war? It's over here, is it? Right, got to keep an eye on my mother as well. I wasn't happy with that regency at all. Hang on. Oh, I'm never beating them. Retreat! Oh, dear. Look at the number of raiders. Yeah, this holy war in Ireland thing was a bad fucking call, Don't tell me I'm getting... I retreated into getting my head stoved in by another 3,000 people. What the fuck are you doing, boys? Oh, that isn't me. Right, thank fuck. I was fucking panicking. Like, I was looking at the little flag. Oh, nice. A pen friend from Mercia. Don't know what's happening here. Like, where are the boys going? The Knights Templar has been established in Portsmouth. The Charming Richard. Yes, see it done. Let's keep that claim there. Right, I have Desmond for some reason. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but... To the worthless Prince Richard, so be it. So inroads into Ireland. I feel like I'd have an easier time conquering Ireland, honestly, like... I have to wait for the hostilities to end, do I, before I can disband my troops? Wait. Yeah, but I thought I got Ormond, but didn't it say Desmond? Oh, no, it is Ormond, right? Fuck me. I got confused again, like. So, I fought a meaningless holy war for Waterford, basically. I just can't be arsed, like. Like, why are they raiding me, like? It's just so insane. It's been fucking absolutely wrecked by fucking Vikings. But whatever. We achieved a lot in that brief period of time. We have an inroad. We have a base in Ireland that I don't even know if I want. I mean, I could fucking maybe invest my time in taking over Ireland and become the king of Ireland. Is there an option to unite the Celts? I don't think there is there? Don't think you have an option to do that. Right, fuck it anyway. I'm going to put a pin in it there. Lots to think about as Richard II reigns gets underway. He can't win board games, but he might become the King of Ireland.